across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I have a really interesting guy here, Doug Robinson from Brewdog Bar in Cambridge. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you here. Finally got you here. Had lots of deliveries going on.
Had a bit of a day off,
but not so much of a day off last week. And you're here at Cambridge 105 Radio. Excellent. Now, the bar has only just opened up, has it not?
Yeah, that's right. So it's 4 weeks tomorrow.
Excellent. 4 weeks tomorrow. What is Brewdog? What is it about? What's so different about Brewdog to any other bar that's come into Cambridge?
So Brewdog started in Ellen, Aberdeenshire, about 12 years ago, 2007. It was founded by two guys, one of whom was a former deep-sea fisherman who got really sick of drinking bad beer. In Scotland, it's mostly tenants, obviously. And they decided they wanted to make the beer that they wanted to drink. And they entered a competition with Tesco, a blind competition, entered four beers and came first, second, third and fourth.
My goodness, and this is in Scotland, and they brewed their own beer?
Yeah. And now the operation is really, like, they've got a different culture, a different way of approaching business. It's really, really interesting approach to business. And the last sort of 10 years have been absolutely mental for the company. Expanded, we now have 95 bars worldwide. And we're opening breweries in America, in Australia. It's all happening, really. It's an exciting company to work for.
Wow, that is the history. And these guys had never actually brewed beer before.
One of them had worked briefly in another brewery called Thornbridge, and he'd got his brewing qualifications there. The other guy literally was a fisherman. He had no... And he's kind of the face of the company now. He's a fun guy.
Isn't he? I just love those sort of stories. I love it when people just come out of their box and do something completely different and make such a go of it. Right, now tell us about the actual bar in Cambridge, because you sell some very interesting beers, the ones you just explained. Tell us a little bit about what's on offer and why we should be going there.
So we've got, first of all, we've got a commitment to providing like alcohol-free beers and gluten-free beers at all times. So we always have a 0.5% beer available on draft. Our Punk alcohol-free, it's really, really good beer. I drink it when I'm driving. I'm not unhappy to say that I sometimes have to have pints of that instead of something stronger, but
something for everyone, basically.
Yeah, it's a good alternative.
Yeah.
And our gluten-free beers, Vagabond Pale Ale, has won multiple awards for being one of the best gluten-free beers out there. Along with that, we have 27 draft lines, of which two are temperature controlled, allowing us to serve beers at different temperatures. And we're offering not only our own beers, but we're supporting local businesses, Calverley's, who are down on the Mill Road. We've got a really good relationship with those guys. We always have their beer on. And at the same time, we've imported beers from America, from Japan, some really expensive stuff, I've got to tell you. But it's a chance. We've got a beer on at the moment from a Japanese brewery called Hitachino. And it's a milk stout, so like a lactose stout. And it's incredible. It's like pepper and caramel and chocolate flavour. I think we're the only bar in the UK to have it at all. We spent so much money getting it in.
Wow, this sounds really interesting. I'm not really a beer drinker, but it makes me want to go along and just have a taste.
Yeah, please do.
Now, this is very different to lots of bars, and we'll be talking later about how where you are, because that's quite interesting, actually, in the community you have. But you also have takeaway beers, don't you, or takeaway moments, and there's an app that helps this along.
So we're going to be launching the app, I think, any day now. It's literally just around the corner. At the moment, please do come down. Bring growlers. You can take away draft beer. We even sell the growlers themselves, or you can take away cans from our fridges. We are introducing an app called Hop Drop.
Hop Drop. Like it.
Which will allow you to order beer from the bar to anywhere in a 2 mile radius around the bar, and a courier will bring your beer to you. So if you're sitting on the mill pond or, you know, just in a back alley somewhere, we can deliver beer to you. It's just being rolled out nationwide now. A few of the London bars have already got it, but we should be within the next week or so.
Now, as you said, you've been with Brewdog for a bit and you've just taken on this new bar in Cambridge. You are the one. I get the impression you have a really good team on board at the moment. And what makes a good crew member? Because it's really interesting to ask this, because I don't know much about working in a bar. I used to work in a pub, but I think this is a little bit different.
What's interesting is how little experience and knowledge of beer is actually relevant to the role. It's all about your personality. I don't think anyone in my team would be angry if I said the best crew member we've got right now is an 18-year-old who's never had a job before. He's absolutely incredible. Guy called Josh, if you're ever served by him, trust me, you'll be blown away. He's just got a natural aptitude for talking to people, and obviously we give full training. We actually pay for our staff to take professional level beer qualifications, sort of equivalent to a sommelier. Josh has just hit the ground, not even running, sprinting.
Wow.
Every day that I work with him, I'm shocked. But the team across the board is fantastic. And it's really about that, being able to engage with people. We want people to come in, try the beers. It's free to taste any of the beers. And like spend a bit more to have less beer, but much better beer. Mm. We're not about mass drinking, of slamming pints and shots, none of that. We just want people to come and have the best beer they can have.
Good point. Now, you are launching a new recruiting drive, aren't you? That's something else on the back of the best crew member here.
Yes. So we originally anticipated we would be doing about £15,000 a week, which is what the Oxford Brewdog does. We opened the doors and we did £11,500 on day one, which was a little bit of a shock, but brilliant. The good kind of shock, obviously. But some of us want a day off now. So we've decided that we need to recruit some more crew members. So if you got experience, if you don't have experience, full part-time, please do come on down, give us a CV, or email us at cambridgebar@brewdog.com. We're really looking to hire four or five more people to join the team now.
Now, some people would say that this is probably a... Well, this is a challenge for you, but we were talking earlier about the actual place that you are. You're on Bennett Street and you're surrounded by some interesting shops, but you have a very positive view about where you are.
Yes, so we are between the Pint Shop and Smokeworks, who are probably the two best other craft beer bars in Cambridge. And I think the immediate thought is that it's just going to be competitive, we're going to be stealing customers off each other. I don't really see it like that. I think we've made Bennett Street into a destination for craft beer now. There's three of us. You can come down, you can come to any of our bars. People will come to the area that wouldn't have come before because there's a Brewdog there. And I'm hoping that that will benefit all of us in the long run. We'll all be busier because of it.
Thank you. I think that's... I just love that sort of attitude, really, because sometimes people... years ago and more, that you just become very competitive and very tight. But if you start helping each other, it's bound to help, isn't it?
Lovely people in both those bars as well.
And lovely Cambridge. That's what we like about it.
Yes.
Now, you're on Bennett Street. That is in Cambridge. And it's Doug Robinson from Brewdog. Thank you so much indeed for coming in today.
No problem at all. Lovely to be here.
All right. Now it's time for the travel news.